And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 13th of March, 2025. March 13th is Popcorn Lover's Day. Corn, or maize, was first cultivated by humans about 10,000 years ago in what is now Mexico from a wild grass, which doesn't look much like modern corn at all. And it seems that people started popping it pretty quickly. Fossil evidence of corn cobs from Peru shows that ancient people might have been popping corn from around 4700 BCE, nearly 7,000 years ago. It was particularly revered by the ancient Aztecs, as corn formed a staple part of their diet. 16th century missionary and ethnographer Bernardino de Sahagún recorded a celebration in which young Aztec women danced a popcorn dance. French explorers wrote of Iroquois popping tough corn kernels in pottery jars filled with heated sand. The Iroquois nation spread throughout the Great Lakes region, so it's likely that settlers to upstate New York, Vermont, and Quebec were the earliest European American popcorn makers. By the mid-1800s, popcorn was beloved by families as a late-night snack in front of the fire. But mass consumption of the treat didn't take off until the 1890s, after a Chicago entrepreneur named Charles Kreeters built the first popcorn popping machine. During the Great Depression, popcorn was fairly inexpensive at 5 to 10 cents a bag and became popular. Thus, while other businesses failed, the popcorn business thrived and became a source of income for many struggling farmers and entrepreneurs, including the Redenbacher family. During World War II, sugar rations diminished candy production, and Americans compensated by eating three times as much popcorn as they had before. And while almost any kind of corn will pop to some extent, the popcorn we eat at the cinema or buy in a shop is usually of a specially cultivated variety, grown to have an especially starchy interior for better popping. The outside of a popcorn kernel, the hull, is a hard shell, while the inside is made of oil, water, and starch. As the kernel is heated, the inside becomes a soft jelly, while the water turns into steam and tries to expand. Finally, the hull suddenly gives way, and the inside of the kernel explodes outwards in a foamy substance which rapidly hardens. Popcorn is a whole grain rich in fiber, which promotes healthy digestion, regulates blood sugar levels, and reduces the risk of heart disease. Popcorn contains polyphenols, which are antioxidants that protect cells from damage caused by free radicals. Popcorn provides essential vitamins and minerals such as niacin, vitamin B6, and magnesium. So today, consider popping some popcorn, then add a little melted vegan butter and salt and enjoy. It was on this day in 2018 that the Vegan Gym podcast, hosted by brothers Leif and Anders Arneson, published their first episode. The Vegan Gym podcast description reads, "We are on a mission to help 1 million vegans get into the best shape of their lives because we believe that the more healthy, fit vegans there are in the world, the faster veganism will spread. Let's work together to inspire change, spread compassion, and challenge the status quo." With 235 episodes and counting, the Vegan Gym podcast is an informative, high-energy show. Some of their most recent episode titles are Late to Fitness, How to Transform Your Life at Any Age, How to Heal Your Relationship with Food and Take Back Control, Turn Your Struggles into Strength, Here's How, Tired of Losing Weight Just to Gain It Back, Here's the Fix, and Kendrick Ferris, the Vegan Olympian Who Took on the World. And here's a Hindu story for today. A sage, seated beside the Ganges, notices a scorpion that has fallen into the water. He reaches down and rescues it, only to be stung. Sometime later, he looks down and sees the scorpion thrashing about in the water again. Once more, he reaches down to rescue it, and once more, he is stung. A bystander, observing all this, exclaims, "Holy One, why do you keep doing that? Don't you see that the wretched creature will only sting you in return? Of course, the sage replied. It is the dharma of a scorpion to sting, but it is the dharma of a human being to save. A Hindu story. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder, it is the dharma of a human being to save.